Yeah, they had two great performances. They were quite in a very bad situation, and they had two amazing results, especially at home. They've just beaten Liverpool, and therefore we are warned that we will face a big challenge there.
Okay,
hi, Arsene. It's a great record for Arsenal in 2015 so far. Do you look back on that with pride, or is it tinged with frustration at what might have been this season?
Look, we have to look at it in a realistic way. That I feel personally that we have made progress, and so I look at it in a positive way, because what you want from a team is to show during the season to grow together and become better. We faced a big challenge because the Chelsea in front of us didn't drop their level, and they were more consistent from the start to the end, and that's why we didn't catch them back. But overall, I think we feel we have made progress.
Just carrying on from the positive team news, just from last week's teams, three of Arsenal's starting 11 have started 25 or more league games this season, compared to 10 from Chelsea. Does that tell its own story? Do you think we'd be talking about a realistic title race now had you had a fully fit squad throughout the season?
I think so, but it's easy to say, you know. But I said many times that we had big injuries at the start of the season after the World Cup, and that we got only the squad together. Even we lost players like Wiltshire, you know, in November, and after again. So I think we were not all together. We had as well to find, took us some time maybe to find a good balance in the team, and we dropped some points because of that. But when you look at games like Stoke away, that was a big disappointment for us, is that we had a very young defence on the day, and the fact that you missed players was certainly detrimental to our results.
Do you think then the 13-point gap, obviously it could become 10 with the game in hand, accurately represents the gap between yourself and Chelsea?
Always very difficult to say, because once you fight for the championship, you win some games because it's just you smell you can do it, but you do not necessarily win if you're fourth or fifth, you know. So it doesn't necessarily represent the value of a team. But the gap is a gap. As I just told you, they have been more consistent than us from the start to the end. They had a very strong start, and that kept them going until the end.
In the last two seasons, Arsene, you finished fourth and you've had to pre-qualify for the Champions League. Has that adversely affected the start of the season that you've had in the past two seasons, and does it make it even more important to finish in the top three?
Of course, it puts a huge pressure on you, because you're not in the Champions League, you have to qualify, and every year this kind of games become more and more difficult. We went through against Besiktas last year, it was a 0-0 away from home, a 1-0 at home. And it is not the same.
In terms of the depth and the quality of the squad that you have at your disposal at the moment, is it the best you've had since you've been here?
That's difficult to say always, you know. But if you ask me, am I happy with the depth of the squad? I would say certainly yes, because I have many international top quality players who are not even in the squad on Saturdays when everybody is available. And that has not been the case many years.
Thank you.
Jim? Oh, yes. Arsene, have you had a chance to have a look at the Leicester press conferences this week with the way Nigel Pearson reacted? Do you have sympathy with him, or is it a difficult line sometimes when you come out here and we stick microphones straight under your face when you've maybe just lost the match?
I have sympathy with him, of course. He apologised and he knows he was wrong, but it's not always easy to deal with these kind of situations. We are all human beings, and when you play for your club, not to go down, of course, it's a massive pressure.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you might want to call someone slightly stronger than being an officer. Obviously not with my questions.
Many times. I was, you always have, you know, but you have to control yourself and remain in controlled and polite and respectful. But of course, sometimes you feel that people are not always respectful with you.
There's, there was a story yesterday about some issues here around one of the mothers of the younger players. Is it important that that level of respect is passed right the way through?
Yes, you know, it is basically a private matter that I don't know really well about because